From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The White House is imposing a new moratorium on offshore oil drilling as BP gets ready to test the latest cap on its leaking Gulf oil well.
The president has and continues to believe that we have to be careful with what we're doing, given the uncertainty around what happened 84 days ago.
That's White House spokesman Robert Gibbs announcing the new moratorium and referring to the leaking oil well. Courts rejected the administration's first deepwater drilling ban when the oil industry appealed. Afghan President Hamid Karzai apologizes for the deaths of three British soldiers. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the troops were killed by an Afghan army soldier who also wounded two other NATO troops.
A spokesman for President Karzai announced that an Afghan soldier opened fire on the international troops accompanying his patrol in the southern province of Helmand. July is on track to be one of the deadliest months for foreign soldiers here since the 2001 invasion. British troops took the leadership of NATO forces in Helmand in 2006, but will be replaced in some key areas by U.S. Marines at the end of this year. U.S. commanders here stress the need to rapidly increase the numbers of capable Afghan police and army. Today's news can't help but raise concerns for the foreign trainers embedding with Afghan patrols. The new commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, offered his condolences to the soldiers' families, but pledged that the trust between Afghan and international forces would remain solid. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Human Rights Watch says any deal between the Afghan government and insurgents, including the Taliban, to blunt the insurgencies could be very harmful to women. The advocacy group's new report says interviews reveal women are the focus of death threats, violence, and serious curbs on freedom in areas now under Taliban influence. It says no attention's been given to the welfare of women as the government considers possible cooperation with the Taliban. The U.S. is giving Haitians more time to apply to stay and work in the U.S. Elsa Chang of member station WNYC reports the goal is to let Haitians in the U.S. support post-earthquake rebuilding efforts at home.
The new deadline will be January 18, 2011. U.S. officials say about 25,000 Haitians have already been granted temporary protected status. The designation allows them to stay and work for 18 months in the U.S. As of now, the only Haitians who are eligible are those who were already living in the U.S. illegally when the earthquake hit on January 12th. Immigration officials say they're extending the deadline because of reports that many Haitians needed more time to process the paperwork and to save enough money for the nearly $500 in application fees. Only a small percentage of applicants have so far been rejected. For NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang in New York.
Stock futures are up on some upbeat corporate earnings reports. This is NPR News. Cuba is sending the first six of 52 political prisoners it is setting free to Spain. The six have reportedly arrived. More are to follow, including one right about now. Fidel Castro, the leader of Cuba's communist revolution and its former president, is back in the public eye after years largely out of sight. That's Castro in a now unusual TV appearance. He doesn't talk about the release of prisoners, but he does criticize the U.S. for tensions with Iran and North Korea and for the size of its military budget. The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers is being told to pay up. The NBA's commissioner has fined Dan Gilbert $100,000 for harsh words about basketball star LeBron James after his decision to leave Cleveland after 7 years to play for Miami.
Cleveland owner Gilbert essentially posted an online diatribe after LeBron James made his announcement on a nationally televised show called The Decision. Gilbert called James narcissistic, disloyal, and cowardly. In a later interview, Gilbert said James quit on his Cavaliers team during the playoffs the past couple of years. NBA Commissioner Stern fined Gilbert, saying Gilbert's words were, quote, a little bit extreme. But Stern, speaking at an owners' meeting in Las Vegas, also criticized James and his advisors for how James made his announcement on a made-for-TV special without alerting the Cavs beforehand.
This decision was ill-conceived, badly produced, and poorly executed.
Stern says no one broke any league rules in the process of Miami signing James and two other star players, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.